mentioned yesterday that we're yotzei the mitzvah deraisa by blowing 30 karlus. And the way we do it, we make the bracha, we're yotzei the mitzvah deraisa before the musaf. But besides that, there's the Gemara says that we have to blow the tekiyas al seder habrachas. Now, the simple reading of the Gemara's Masha, that's the mitzvah deraisa. What we do beforehand is the Rabbanan Lamaisa, the way we normally do it, we understand that what we're doing now is the mitzvah deraisa. The first thing you're doing is the mitzvah deraisa. And the saying al seder habrachas, this is kind of the Rabbanan. And we're going to blow the tekiyas al seder habrachas. What tekiyas do we blow al seder habrachas? So the Rip says that they would actually blow a set of, for Malchus they would blow a tekiyah, shwarm through a tekiyah, and that's all they would blow. And then for Zichronos they would blow a tekiyah, shwarm, tekiyah. And then for Shofars they would blow tekiyah through a tekiyah, a total of 10 karlos, and that's it. And then we shouldn't grapple with why only that, why not all a full shear? Because really a person should blow the 30 karlos, which are chayiv deraisa, al seder habrachas, which means you would blow for each one of the brachas, whatever the correct tekiyah for the Torah is supposed to be, that's what you should blow for that bracha. So for Malchus, you should blow Tashrat, Tashat, and Tarat, and the same thing for Zichronos, the same thing for Shofars. So that is our minhag. That's the minhag which the Rishonim mentioned, and the Mishabura brings that the Shloah was machriya like that minhag, and that's the minhag which has been accepted, that we blow Tashrat, Tashat, and Tarat for each one of the brachas. That gives us another 30 karlos. The people who follow the minhag of the Hasidim and the Sfaradim, they blow during the silent Shemoneh Esrei as well, the same thing. So you have another 30 karlos during the silent Shemoneh Esrei. Minhag Ashkenaz is only to blow during the Chazaras Hashatz. So for they only have 60 karlos by the time you get to the end of davening. They have, Hasidim would have 90 karlos already, having been blown. And there's a minhag to be mashed into 100 karlos. It's not clear where the minhag comes from. It's mentioned by the early Rishonim already. It's mentioned there's such a minhag. I think that maybe the Aruch already suggests that maybe it's connected to the sounds of, since we learned the definition of the word of Trua from the story of the mother of Sisra who's awaiting her son to come back from war, and he had died, and she's waiting for him to come back. It says, Vatiyabev, and we learn from that what the sound is supposed to be from there. And Chazal said over there, she cried 100 karlos, so we blow 100 karlos. It's one suggestion why that is. But that's the minhag which we do at the end of davening. When we make the bracha at the beginning, before Musaf, we have in mind for all the karlos we're going to be hearing afterwards, and therefore a person should not speak from the beginning of after he hears those karlos till the end of hearing the last karlos, which will be after Musaf. Tomorrow we're going to talk about some of the lochas, just how long the karlos are supposed to be, and if the sound did not come out correctly, and then that'll be we'll finish our discussion of the lochas of tekiyas. Have a good morning. Shields.